Welcome to the Sports Guru Podcast. With the Sports Guru himself, we back at the low layoff Super Bowl edition. Chiefs looking for back-to-back versus the Bucks. Their first time in a Super Bowl in almost 20 years. Baby Goat versus Big Goat Tom Brady. Tom Brady chasing seven his first year out of New England. You get a chance to stick at the Belichick. Dynamic offense versus dynamic offense. The Bucks defense is elite. Elite defense versus a middle of the pack defense. And that one statement I just made right there is the reason I'm rocking with the Bucks. It ain't Tom Brady. It ain't the offense. If you had to pick between the Bucks and the Chiefs defense to get a stop when it mattered the most, I'm picking the Bucks. And we're going to get into that. But we're going to start with the defending champs because they're the Super Bowl champs. Pat Mahomes, I think you got to start there. That he is the most talented quarterback I've ever seen throw a football. It was Aaron Rodgers, but this boy Mahomes is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. And I ain't talking about championships and all. I'm talking about pure God-given ability and talent. He's a man. Then you got Tyreek Hill, the fastest man on the planet, in my opinion. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the league. Nicole Hardman, one of the other fastest dudes in the league. Le'Veon Bell, Darrell Williams, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yo, the Chiefs is loaded, and they're going to pit points up, but I'm not expecting Tyreek Hill to have 207 yards in the first quarter again and have, how many catches did this man have? Seven catches for 200-something yards, two, three touchdowns, backflipping in the end zone, backpedaling in the end zone. I don't think he's going to even play with them dudes like that, and I don't think he's going to disrespect them like that. I'm expecting the Bucks. They're going to have to bracket him with Carlton Davis and Antoine Wilson or the other safety. You have to double him all game, and that's going to – and you got to double Kelce too, but I don't think that he needs to be doubled. Levante David and Devin White, the Bucks, they can run with him and stay with him. They got the speed and they good coverage linebackers. And that's when Nicole Hardman coming into play. I think his yards for the game were 28.5 or 23.5. I can't remember off top, but I really didn't look at no numbers. And I'm not in the notebook right now or in the computer. I'm at work really just giving it to y'all. I think he's going to clear 75 to 100 yards. And I think offensively, he's the X factor for the Chiefs. Yeah, you Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. We know what Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Kelce do. But Hardman, with Tyreek Hill, I'm expecting him to be doubled and bracketed a lot, and Kelce to be doubled or not strapped, but with them linebackers in his face, hands on him, he the next man up that's going to have to step up. But I don't expect the Chiefs to run the ball more than 15 times unless they try and close out the game. Like I said, I think both offenses are dynamic. I think both offenses are going to score over 25 points in this Super Bowl, but the Chiefs' offense is nasty. It's too much speed, and Mahomes just be running around back there. He uses legs when it matters the most. The Bucks are really just going to have to rush forward, drop seven, and then Ty Bowles is going to have to blitz here and there because you can't just blitz this dude every play. They will make you pay if you try to blitz more than four. I think they will make them suffer. Now, offensively on the Bucks, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, Scotty Miller, Antonio Brown, Fournette, Ronald Jones, and they got 12. They got Tom Brady loaded. The Chiefs' defense, outside of maybe Tyrann Mathieu, Gar and Gronk, or hopping in the slot with A.B. or Godwin and Chris Jordan, the Bucks offensive line is sturdy, super sturdy. The Chiefs' defense have no other dudes, I think, on defense that are impact players. Chris Jones and Frank Clark, I like them dudes, but they didn't have those monster impact years with the type of contracts they got. And the way Frank Clark be talking, popping shit, he didn't have that year. And the Bucks' defense really don't let Brady get touched. If Brady get touched a lot, this game is over. The Chiefs will win, but I'm rocking with the Bucks. So, who's stopping Mike Evans? When you say who's stopping Tyreek Hill and them on the other side, who's stopping Mike Evans? Who's going to stop Antonio Brown? Who's going to stop Chris Godwin? Who's going to stop Gronk in the red zone? Who can keep up with Scotty Miller? If they decide to get Fournette the ball 20, 30 times or Ronald Jones, them split 30 carries, 15 to 15, can the Chiefs take that? If they keep the ball out of Mahomes' hand, can the Chiefs' defense get that stop? Can they force Brady into two or three turnovers? Can they contain that offense? And the answer is simply to me, no. I don't think that the Bucks can stop the Chiefs either. But if I had to pick a defense to get a stop when it matters the most, I'd like the Bucks, led by Devin White, number 45 from LSU, to get that stop or get that clutch turnover. And I think they're going to get that clutch stop or turnover. My personal opinion is it's going to be like, let's say, I think it's going to be 28-28 tie ball game after Mahomes walk down. I say a minute 50 left on, right after the two-minute warning, and I think Brady going to walk down. No field goal like his other Super Bowls. Most of his Super Bowls are won by 3 points. I think Brady walks down to get his walk-off touchdown moment first year in Tampa, and that's how I think it's going to happen. But What the Chiefs can do defensively to rattle, like I said, you keep blitzing and hitting Brady, you get him rattled, and he get to hold that ball a little longer because he's not running, you causing problems. If you can make them – see, you can't force the Bucs to pass the ball because they got too many weapons, and you can't force them to run the ball because I don't see the Chiefs really stopping that. Their receiving core and their tight ends is just too thick. So, like I said, I think it's going to come down to what defense really wanted more when the Super Bowl come in 48 hours. If we had the first 48. What defense going to want it more? And like I said, I don't think Tampa defense played their best ball yet, and they've been really sturdy in the playoffs. I think you're going to really – if you don't know who Devin White is or Lavonte David, you're going to really get a first-class introduction to them boys. Like, and I love Mahomes. I don't know how you bet against Brady or I don't know how you bet against Mahomes. I thought I hated Tom Brady. I just hated the Patriots more. Like, but if you a betting man like I am, you could take the Bucs money line or take them at least plus 7.5 at least, or take the Chiefs plus 3.5 and switch the odds up. But I wouldn't bet on a straight winner unless you that bold. Like I said, I think the Bucs gonna win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs won. Like I said, they got the best player in the league. They got the greatest quarterback I ever seen. So it's just like, it can go either way, but man, I think we're going to be in for one of the best Super Bowls we ever seen. I think it's just fascinating. I just read before I even recorded the podcast, Brady never scored an opening, a first quarter touchdown, led a first quarter touchdown in the Super Bowl. The 9 Super Bowls he played in, he never led a first quarter touchdown. So I think it's just going to be interesting with that. You got coaches on both sides. That's good. Eric Bellamy, an offensive coordinator who should be a head coach. Andy Reid, Bruce Arians, the former Steeler offensive coordinator. Byron Leftwich, former Steeler quarterback, over there coaching. Like, I just think it's going to be a real good game. I think it's going to be a lot of high scoring, a lot of speed, big plays, physical. Hopefully, we get some hard hits defensively. And if you a betting man, I'm going to give y'all some locks for the game. I would take Travis Kelce. If you bet on FanDuel, take Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill to clear 80 yards. Take Mike Evans to clear 60. I like Chris Godwin to clear 50. And I like Leonard Fournette to rush over 40 yards. Tom Brady be winning when he don't be having crazy passing yard games. I wouldn't touch his passing yards because Tom Brady, the good money is at 275. He might throw for 230, 3 touchdowns or some shit like that and still win. And I'm expecting Mahomes to for sure clear 300. And I think Brady, his rushing yards are like 0.5. That's a quarterback sneak. I think that's a lot too. So like I said, Kelce and Tyreek Hill over 80. Or you can touch them for the 90. Mike Evans over 60. Godwin over 50 receiving yards. Leonard Fournette over 40 rushing yards. And I think that's a sturdy bet. I think Fournette going to have a bigger game and a big game than people were anticipating. He already got 3 rushing touchdowns. He scored every game in the playoff. He scored on the Redskins, scored on the Saints, scored on the Packers. I wouldn't be surprised if Fournette cleared 80 rushing yards, 80 to 100 yards rushing and score 1 or 2 touchdowns. But I personally hope my man AB score. I mean, on a Bucs former Steeler, maybe Le'Veon could score a touchdown for the Chiefs former Steeler. I like the Bucs winning this game 35 to 28 by a touchdown. I think the Bucs win this game by a touchdown. So if you feel a Bucs wrong win, like I said, you could go plus $8 or you could go money line straight up. I ain't betting against Brady. Like, I mean, like I said, Mahomes, he's a monster. You don't want to bet against him either, but Brady been here too many times for me to think, knowing that his first year in a new system, new team, new city, they in the Super Bowl in their home stadium. This Super Bowl will mean so much more to Brady than them first 6. So, and like I said, I like the Chiefs, man, but I just wanted to check in real quick while I was at work, give y'all a little quick episode, Super Bowl edition. I'm going to be more consistent with the basketball coming. I got to get back in my bag. It's been a little bit crazy with the pandemic, you know, walking to my son in the world, things like that. But the guru is here, man. I'm here. I'm thinking about giving y'all lots every once a week, like on an episode type situation. But I need to get back to my weekly episode. You could definitely, I'm going to be dropping a Sixers episode soon, the State of the Sixers. Once they clear like 25, 30 games. But I'm definitely going to drop next week after the Super Bowl to give you a review of this game and see if anything I spoke on here was all facts. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all for tuning in, rocking with me. New Year, first episode of 2021. It's February 5th. So I'm like a month late, but Happy New Year, man. Guru checking out.